Taira Whiti will go red too on Friday, one of several North Island regions to head into the tightest restrictions in the traffic light framework. And our reporter Tom Kitchen joins me now from Gisborne. So Tom, what do people there think of all of this?
Kia ora, Lisa. Well, firstly, look at this weather. I can see why Aucklanders would want to come down here. It's an absolute stellar day here in Tairāwhiti. The sun is shining a lot. It's great. Well, to answer your question about how people think or what people think about the red light, well, I've just been talking to people on the street. A lot of them are still getting the hang of what the red light will actually mean. Most people I talked to said they were vaccinated. The big thing is, though, R&V. Most people I spoke to, if not all the people, don't want it to go ahead.
So, Tom, well, what is it actually going to mean for the region? Because Rhythm and Vines, right? That's one of the that's the big event there of the summer, and it's in jeopardy.
It is absolutely a jeopardy, and a lot of the locals here don't want it to actually happen, as I said. But it won't be able to go ahead under red, that is the thing, because the vaccination rates here are low. I mean, it's 75% second dose. That's the lowest in the country in terms of vaccination rates. So it could go ahead under orange, and it's really up to the program or the organisers of R&V if it will go ahead. They didn't want to talk to us today. We approached them for comment, but they didn't want to have a chat. But anyway, it's up to them whether it will go ahead under orange. I just spoke to the mayor as well, and she didn't really want to comment as to whether she thought R&V should go ahead or not. She says it's up to the organisers.
Good to talk to you, Tom, and it does look like a smashing day there. Wow. Thanks for joining us, Tom. That is Tom from Gisborne. He was live there in Taira Whiti.